South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki can't run again, so he wants to remain as head of his party, the African National Congress. That way he can help choose his successor. And that's because the ANC functionally rules the country and its leader becomes president. Now, Mbeki's former deputy, Jacob Zuma, is running against him as party head. Zuma is a charismatic politician who survived corruption allegations and a rape trial. Right now, he's leading in the race. ANC party delegates meet this month to choose their next leader. NPR's Charlene Hunter-Galt reports.
Thabo Mbeki, who has led the nation for 8 years, is constitutionally barred from seeking a third term as president when his term ends in 2009. But he clearly wants to have a say in who succeeds him and would if he is reelected leader of the ANC at the December conference. And it's equally clear he doesn't want his successor to be Jacob Zuma. Mbeki fired Zuma when he was deputy president in 2005 over corruption allegations. Last year, Zuma was acquitted on charges he raped an HIV-positive family friend. He was excoriated by women's rights activists for statements he made, including saying he took a shower after sex with the woman to prevent contracting the disease. Nonetheless, he's received the endorsement of the ANC Women's League and remains popular with the party rank and file, which was made clear in recent provincial nominations. Zuma won 5 nominations to Mbeki's 4. Mashweshwe Munari, political editor at the Daily Star newspaper, says the provincial nominations say more about Mbeki's leadership than Zuma's political strength.
In some way, this was rejection of Mbeki and not necessarily mean that it's a popularity vote for Zuma.
Munari says Mbeki sowed the seeds of his own destruction during his 8 years in power.
For a long time, there has been these accusations, rightly or wrongly, against Mbeki that he has centralized the organization, he has centralized government, he's very aloof, he has lost touch with the people, he has concentrated in building the elite class and forgotten about the millions who are unemployed, who are living in poverty and so forth.
Although Mbeki has been a lifelong member of the ANC and describes himself as having been born into the anti-apartheid struggle, he clearly has alienated party veterans, including those in the ANC's military wing, Umkhonto we Sizwe, or Spear of the Nation, which waged a violent campaign in the 1980s against South Africa's apartheid government.
A large portion of those that specifically trained in the 80s are destitute.
Ayanda Dlodlo is a former Umkhonto we Sizwe intelligence operative and now general secretary of its Military Veterans Association. She says the veterans feel abandoned by Mbeki.
Some of them come to the office almost on a daily basis. Some of them actually are mentally disabled now because there's not been any support program by the state and not even the African National Congress to help them with their psychotherapy.
Dlodlo says the party needs fresh thinking. The veterans group recently endorsed Zuma for party president. However, Justice Malala, a freelance columnist, former editor, and longtime political commentator, says he thinks that a Zuma win would only lead to greater instability.
What's going to happen post the conference is that President Mbeki will have a new boss, and that boss will be looking over his shoulder every minute of the way. So, if, say, as happened 2 months ago, President Mbeki says, I'm removing the head of the crime-fighting operation, the Scorpions, Jacob Zuma will say, I'm sorry, but as the ANC, as a party, we've agreed that this is a body we need. The Mbeki cabal in the ANC will then say, I'm sorry, but we running the country, we're given a mandate by the voters. You're going to have the whole talk about two centers of power is going to go on until 2009.
Ibrahim Fakir of the Center for Policy Studies says the leadership battle should be seen as a part of the natural evolution of this unique young democracy.
This is a normal process, and it's a process of normalization. After inheriting a legacy of 300 years of colonialism and 48 years of intense apartheid.
Added his colleague, Aubrey Mashiku, a veteran student of ANC politics.
What is critical about the succession battle and what gives me hope is the fact that as ordinary South Africans who are not ANC members, we have been discussing not only about the succession battle, but about what comes out of the succession battle.
He says it has forced South Africans to start looking at what it means to defend this young democracy. Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Johannesburg, South Africa.